Ladies and gentlemen, the President of the United States.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man. I am a real American. Fight for what's right.
Please have a seat. My fellow Americans, mahalo. It is wonderful to be here at the White House Correspondents' Dinner. What a week. As some of you heard, the state of Hawaii released my official long-form birth certificate. Hopefully, this puts all doubts to rest. But just in case there are any lingering questions, tonight, I'm prepared to go a step further. Tonight, for the first time, I am releasing my official birth video. Now, I warn you, no one has seen this footage in 50 years. Not even me. But let's take a look. Oh well, back to square one. I want to make clear to the Fox News table, that was a joke. That was not my real birth video. That was a children's cartoon. Call Disney if you don't believe me. They have the original long-form version. Anyway, it's good to be back with so many esteemed guests, celebrities, senators, journalists, essential government employees, non-essential government employees. You know who you are. I am very much looking forward to hearing Seth Meyer tonight. He's a young, fresh face who can do no wrong in the eyes of his fans. Seth, enjoy it while it lasts. Yes, I think it is fair to say that when it comes to my presidency, the honeymoon is over. For example, some people now suggest that I'm too professorial, and I'd like to address that head on by assigning all of you some reading that will help you draw your own conclusions. Others say that I'm arrogant, but I found a really great self-help tool for this, my poll numbers. I've even let down my key core constituency, movie stars. Just the other day, Matt Damon, I love Matt Damon. Love the guy. Matt Damon said he was disappointed in my performance. Well, Matt, I just saw the Adjustment Bureau, so right back at you, buddy. Of course, there's someone who I can always count on for support, my wonderful wife, Michelle. We made a terrific team at the Easter egg roll this week. I'd give out bags of candy to the kids, and she'd snatch them right back out of their little hands. Snatched them. And where's the National Public Radio table? You guys are still here. That's good. I couldn't remember where we landed on that. I know you were a little tense when the GOP tried to cut your funding, but personally, I was looking forward to new programming like No Things Considered. Or Wait, Wait, Don't Fund Me. Of course, the deficit is a serious issue. That's why Paul Ryan couldn't be here tonight. His budget has no room for laughter. Michelle Bachmann is here, though, I understand, and she is thinking about running for president, which is weird because I hear she was born in Canada. Yes, Michelle, this is how it starts. Tim Pawlenty. He seems all-American, but if you heard his real middle name, Tim Hosni Pawlenty, what a shame. My buddy, our outstanding ambassador, John Huntsman, is with us. Now, there's something you might not know about John. He didn't learn to speak Chinese to go there. Oh, no. He learned English to come here. And then there's a vicious rumor floating around that I think could really hurt Mitt Romney. I heard he passed universal health care when he was governor of Massachusetts. Someone should get to the bottom of that. And I know just the guy to do it. Donald Trump is here tonight. Now, I know that he's taken some flack lately, but no one is happier, no one is prouder to put this birth certificate matter to rest than the Donald. And that's because he can finally get back to focusing on the issues that matter. Like, did we fake the moon landing? What really happened in Roswell? And where are Biggie and Tupac? All kidding aside, obviously we all know about your credentials and breadth of experience. For example, no, seriously, just recently, in an episode of Celebrity Apprentice, at the steakhouse, the men's cooking team did not impress the judges from Omaha Steaks. And there was a lot of blame to go around, but you, Mr. Trump, recognized that the real problem was a lack of leadership. And so ultimately, you didn't blame Little John or Meatloaf. You fired Gary Busey. And these are the kind of decisions that would keep me up at night. Well handled, sir. Well handled. Say what you will about Mr. Trump, he certainly would bring some change to the White House. Let's see what we've got up there. So, yes, this has been quite a year in politics, but also in the movies. Many people, for instance, were inspired by The King's Speech. Wonderful film. Well, some of you may not know this, but there's now a sequel in the works that touches close to home. And because this is a Hollywood crowd, tonight I can offer a sneak peek. So can we show the trailer, please?
The following preview was begrudgingly approved for all audiences by the President of the United States. The film advertised has been rated U, unwatchable. The year is 2011. An opposition rises.
Congressional Republicans could force the federal government to shut down.
And a president must face.
Republicans are serious about an amendment that would eliminate funding. This is serious business. For the president's teleprompter.
His greatest challenge. From the people who brought you universal health care and the huge backlash to universal health care comes the incredible true story.
As our economy added another 20... to say that... they say that doing that will work... Let's start over.
The president has lost his prompter. Joe Lockhart, has he lost the magic?
Savannah, he's gone from yes we can to no I can't.
I can't get that. I will also visit Chile. Okay, let's try that again.
In his darkest hour.
Mr. President, what are you going to do?
The president turned to a man who never let prepared remarks stand in his way.
Axelrod wanted me to use a teleprompter. He had to sing. But I told him I'm much better when I wing it.
Ooh, baby, I like it, bro.
Who broke all the rules.
His mom lived in Long Island for 10 years or so. God rest her soul. And although she's... Wait, your mom's still alive. God bless her soul.
And spoke from the heart.
I've never seen so many damn insurance commissioners. One, to buy a 30-inch hedge clipper.
My Lord, I'm not that old.
I am.
It's the story of friendship and the power of the human spirit.
There's only two lines. Okay.
You're making me feel better, bud.
But mostly, it's this for 2 hours.
And someone we appreciate even more, Natalie Portman. This is not on the teleprompter, but she's a heck of a lot better looking than Rahm Emanuel.
This fiscal year, join two-time Grammy Award winner Barack Obama.
This is the coolest weekly address.
Renowned fruit and vegetable enthusiast Michelle Obama.
Hey, most families are caring.
And Amtrak's passenger of the year, 3 decades running, Joe Biden.
There goes Biden again.
As a president loses his teleprompter, but wins the future. The President's Speech.
My outstanding Vice President Joe Biden is here. Coming to a theater near you. Let me close on a serious note. We are having a good time, but as has been true for the last several years, we have incredible young men and women who are serving in uniform overseas in the most extraordinary of circumstances. And we are reminded of their courage and their valor. We also need to remember our neighbors in Alabama and across the South that have been devastated by terrible storms from last week. Michelle and I were down there yesterday, and we spent a lot of time with some of the folks who've been affected. The devastation is unimaginable and is heartbreaking, and it's going to be a long road back. And so we need to keep those Americans in our thoughts and in our prayers, but we also need to stand with them in the hard months and perhaps years to come. I intend to make sure that the federal government does that, and I've got faith that the journalists in this room will do their part for the people who've been affected by this disaster by reporting on their progress and letting the rest of America know when they will need more help. Those are stories that need telling, and that's what all of you do best, whether it's rushing to the site of a devastating storm in Alabama or braving danger to cover a revolution in the Middle East. You know, in the last months, we've seen journalists threatened, arrested, beaten, attacked, and in some cases even killed, simply for doing their best to bring us the story, to give people a voice, and to hold leaders accountable. And through it all, we've seen daring men and women risk their lives for the simple idea that no one should be silenced, and everyone deserves to know the truth. That's what you do. At your best, that's what journalism is. That's the principle that you uphold. It is always important, but it's especially important in times of challenge, like the moment that America and the world is facing now. So I thank you for your service and the contributions that you make. And I want to close by recognizing not only your service, but also to remember those that have been lost as a consequence of the extraordinary reporting that they've done over recent weeks. They help, too, to defend our freedoms and allow democracy to flourish. God bless you, and may God bless the United States of America.